Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we'll be learning about a very special day known as Yawmul Ashura. In the Islamic calendar, the first month is Muharram. This month is amongst the four sacred months, and for this reason, we should all worship and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as happy as possible. One very special day which falls during Muharram is a day known as Ashura. This special day falls on the 10th of Muharram. The Sahaba explain that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always very anxiously awaited the fast of this day. In one narration we learn that whoever fasts on the day of Ashura, it compensates and is a means of the minor sins of the past year being forgiven. We can also understand the importance of this day from the following two points. The first is that during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the fasting of Ramadan became obligatory and fard, the fast of Ashura was obligatory. It was only after the command to fast during Ramadan came that the fast of Ashura became optional. But despite this, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still very punctually kept this fast and encouraged the Sahaba to also keep it. The second point is that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived to Medina, the Jews of Medina were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. When he inquired as to why they were fasting, they said that this was the day when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was rescued and saved from Fir'aun. And therefore, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to also fast on this day. Hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said to the Sahaba that we have a greater right over Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than them, and so we will also fast on this day. Now, one point we need to keep in mind is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst advising and instructing us to keep the fast of Ashura, has also instructed us to fast either on the 9th or 11th, meaning we should not fast on the 10th only, we should fast one day before or one day after. Now, one other action that we need to learn about the day of Ashura is that those who are responsible, such as parents, teachers, our elders, they should spend on those who are under them. In the hadith, we find that those who spend on those who are under them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases them in provision for the entire year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to fast as much as possible throughout the year, to do as many good actions as possible throughout the year, and to make Him as happy as possible always. Inshallah, until our next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.